Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Full Spectrum, How the Science of Color Made Us Modern, by Adam Rogers. Read by Michael Crouch.
From Alyssa and the Kids. Introduction. Imagine the island of Britain. Its southwestern corner extending a peninsula like a dainty Victorian foot toward the Celtic Sea and the Atlantic beyond. That foot is the southern end of Cornwall, England's beach vacation hub, and its heel is sometimes called the lizard, for etymological reasons that have nothing to do with reptiles. Keep that picture of Cornwall, that tiptoe of England, in your head. Only now, rewind the clock 400 million years and move it somewhere near Earth's equator, at the bottom of a small, muddy ocean. That's where Cornwall was in the Devonian period, where it spent maybe 40 million years accreting volcanic rocks, sediment, and gunk, until a sly continental plate slid up from the south and slammed into another. The supercontinent of Pangaea was under construction, and the little patch of rock that would become Cornwall was caught in the collision zone. Tectonics were creating the world of tomorrow, which is now today. Which brings me to a parking lot at the north end of the lizard, just outside the chain-link fence boundary of Royal Naval Air Station Caldrose. I leave my rental car beneath fighter jets screaming into a bright blue sky so Robin Shale, a geologist at the University of Exeter, can take me for a drive. All that hot tectonic plate-on-plate action in the Devonian made today's Cornwall one of the most interesting places in the world, if you care about rocks. We do. Just about 6 miles from the parking lot, half an hour of tough driving on ancient, sunken, single-lane roads, is the spot where, 2 centuries ago, a priest named William Gregor, who was simply the most interested in rocks, discovered an element called titanium and changed the way the world looked forever. Once underway, Shale apologizes for the smell inside his Volkswagen. Apparently, an Oxford geologist who specializes in lizard-like regions left his wet shoes in the car overnight, and Shale didn't notice until this morning. Shale packed the still-damp offenders into a plastic bag and stuffed the bag into the Golf's trunk, already full of other shoes, gear, and boxes of scientific journal articles. Geology is an outdoorsy science, and Shale, bespectacled and unshaven, tall and lean, has the slightly jagged...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?